All right, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to see everyone back. We didn't have class last week because of the Easter holiday. We had our breakfast. I think the breakfast went well from all accounts. People seem to still enjoy doing that. So until somebody tells me otherwise, we'll keep doing it, I suppose. We're in the middle of this study related to ambassadorship and evangelism during the dispensation of grace. And we've looked at a lot of different things. We've talked about a lot of things. I'm not going to even try at the moment to review all of that. I did write a few things on the board, though. We've talked about fear being a factor as far as a reason why people don't share their faith, don't witness. And we went over this acronym here for how to think through that. We talked about faith in the message and faith in the ability that God's given you as a messenger of that message. We've talked about an equipping, that is, knowing what the critical issues are. We talked about action and then having a reason for doing what you're doing. And then under the category of equipping, of late, we were looking at the mastering the three critical issues of the gospel, and I rewrote those up here for you, okay? So we spent a whole Sunday just talking about the first one, all men are sinners, and that sin separates man from God. So there's a whole lesson just on point number one. And then the last time we were together, we looked at these two issues. That number two, the solution for sin, the solution for the problem, is that Calvary is God's solution for man's sin. So we talked about Christ's death on the cross is the only total sufficient payment for sin. And then third, claiming by personal choice and relying exclusively upon Christ's work on the cross. Okay, and we talked about why that's significant. Had a conversation just this week with an acquaintance of mine regarding their experience on Easter last Sunday. And this person is a Roman Catholic, and they said that they do believe. I asked them if they believed in the death, burial, resurrection of Christ, and they said, "Oh yeah, I believe that." And then I said, "Are you..." So when they say that, they believe it as historical fact. They believe it that it happened. They believe it that the Bible says it happened, and they believe that it did happen. But then I said, I went right to this, and I said, "Well, are you relying exclusively upon that as the payment for your sin?" "No." That was the answer. The answer was no, I'm not. I am also relying on the sacraments and this and that. And they had all these things that they were, you know, that they also thought were important. So it wasn't that they were saying Christ didn't die on the cross and didn't rise again. It wasn't even that they were saying that they didn't think that was important. It was that alone is not what? That alone is not sufficient. That alone is not enough. We have to do whatever it is to, you know, help God out with this equation. And that was the answer and the response that I got. And so I just shared with that person briefly why I didn't agree with that and why I thought that you had to trust and rely exclusively on what Christ did for you. And they weren't, like, mad about it, per se, but they didn't say, "Oh yeah, I see that," or "I think that's true," or anything along those lines. So these are just some quick review points about kind of where we've been in the last two studies. And before we move on, does anybody have any questions or comments about any of that information from the last 2 weeks? Now, I know 2 weeks ago is ancient history for most of you, and you don't even remember what I said, which is why it's good to have technology and so forth. But before we move on, does anybody have anything they want to say or add about those critical issues? What's that? Well, I mean, just now? Well, okay. So the next thing I kind of want to talk about is how to lead a person to the point of decision. Okay? Now, this is not like some sort of hard and fast science where there's three verses that we could just go to where Paul says, "Do A, do B, do C, done deal, they're going to get saved." Okay? It's obviously not that way. There's no formulaic way of doing this, right? There's no one way that you know, have a conversation with somebody and bring them to a point of decision. But there are some things that we could think about along these lines. Okay? So, I'm gonna give you sort of three phases here that I think are sort of guidelines. You know, how many have seen that movie, Pirates of the Caribbean? You know, this is like the pirate code. They're more like guidelines than they are rules. Okay? So a comprehensive approach to a presentation of the gospel, in my opinion, is a three-phase deal. Okay? Generally speaking. So, it starts, first of all, obviously, with understanding what we went over about the critical issues. Man's sin, the Calvary's only solution, and relying and trusting exclusively. So, our job as ambassadors is to bring an individual to a point where they can make a decision. Okay? Now, it's important to remember that the decision is up to them. Can you make them believe the gospel? Can you make them trust Christ's finished work? Okay? Can you have said everything accurately and made a good presentation from the Scripture of what the gospel is and have the person still say no and walk away? Okay? So as we think about this, I'm open for discussion on these points. Okay? So I'm going to call this phase one. Phase one is a conversation that discerns the person's spiritual need. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay. So, the conversation I had with the individual that I just mentioned to you a moment ago, that was a conversation to discern what? Now, I knew this was a religion. I know this person. I've had history with this person. I know this person is religious. I know that they went to a Catholic church. Okay? Now, I also know some things about what the Catholic Church believes, right? About salvation and justification. So, I was able to go straight to this right here and ask them if they were relying and trusting exclusively on that. And their answer was what? No. So right there, was that a conversation that discerned the state of what their need was? Okay? Now, I already knew that they think they do things that are wrong. I already knew that. I knew they believed that Christ died and that Christ rose again. The issue was, were they trusting and relying exclusively upon that, right? So the phase one I have is a conversation that discerns the person's spiritual need. So,